Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in social media, entertainment, celebrity, and tech in 15 minutes or less. You can catch a show live every Thursday at around 12:30 Mountain Standard Time, or you can catch the replay on all podcast providers and YouTube every Friday. Today, we're your hosts. I'm Mitzi, and you are?
Mike. I just got to say, I respected the quick pivot from what we usually say, 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, to 12:30, given that we're late today.
Well, I've been trying to say 12:30 more often because I feel like we're never right at 12.
Mm.
So
if you say 12:30, then we're actually early when we go live at 12:15.
I know. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should say 12-ish. 12-ish could cover 12:01 to 12:45.
Going live every Thursday during your lunch break.
Tea for lunch. Yeah. Tea for lunch. Lunch hour. By the way, I never take a full lunch. And I keep telling people on the team, like, we need to start practicing that a little bit so that people feel like empowered to take a lunch. But
you don't think people can just do their own thing?
Yeah, they totally do. And I think they feel like they can.
Yeah. I mean, I think even if you're at your desk, you could just like do something different while you're eating. Sometimes I do that.
I know.
I don't think we need to have like a lunch haul.
Right.
You know?
Well, I did lunch with someone this week, or no, was it last week?
Yeah.
And it was so nice to like leave the office and go sit somewhere and have lunch during lunch hour.
That is really nice.
It's really nice. But we're here with you on our lunch hour and we're happy to be here. We haven't podcasted in a while and we're following up some very like popular guests. Like
it's a tough show to follow.
It is. Harrison and Mel did such a good job last week on Tea for Lunch. I, as a listener, really enjoyed it. They have such good tit for tat. Such good banter.
Yeah, it was a good vibe. It also made me just think about last time I was on the show with Mel and how she just mostly rolled her eyes at the things I had to say. But with Harrison, she was in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to her about
that. I feel like they had like so many one-liners. I was listening to it and I was trying to come up with a title. It was like endless. It was like an embarrassment of riches because there were so many good one-liners that they would each say. And I was
quotables.
Impressed. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to see them on the podcast together again.
Yes, bring them back soon.
We haven't done this in a while together.
Yeah, I feel a little rusty. It's also kind of cold
too.
In the office this morning, so I feel like, do you ever feel that when you're a little bit cold, you don't like talk as well?
For sure. I feel like I have to
glad it's not just me.
Resist my like chin from chattering.
Is it that cold? Wow.
Not currently, but sometimes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Get the shivers.
But very soon we'll be on a warm beach. Mm. So we will be away from Tea for Lunch for a few weeks because we're going to Hawaii.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's the place in the world. I've gone there enough and I'll continue going there. But it's the one place in the world where I just feel like everything is perfect.
I know.
I literally have tried when we're there to like close my eyes. Well, not close my eyes partly, but also open my eyes and just recognize really like try and like photograph into my memory everything around me and the sights and the smells and the feelings and and the sounds and just kind of all the senses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments throughout the year where I'm like, I just have to step back and close my eyes and like go to the beach in Hawaii, you know?
Yeah. I am so excited. I'm excited to have a tan. Mm, I'm excited to feel warm. I'm excited to like not work. We're going to take the whole time off. It's going to be really magical and wonderful.
I teed you up for a joke when I said me too about being excited for a tan, but I'll just come out and say it. It's going to be a sunburn for me.
Yeah, it for sure will be. You'll have sunburns on sunburns on sunburns. That's your tan.
Yeah, I'll have a sunburn for the first couple of days and then I'll like catch up and then I'll be starting to get a tan and then I'll get kind of like this like sense of urgency in the last couple of days. So I won't wear sunscreen and then I'll just get a bad burn at the end and it'll all peel off 2 days after I get home.
I know. My tan literally lasts me 365 days. Yours.
That's not called a tan. That's
no,
something else.
I feel like I still have tan lines from last trips. I do.
Does your skin not properly recover?
I exfoliate every week. So I don't know. It's
on
just,
your shoulders?
I think I just have like a I get deeply tanned.
Wow, deeply.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not.
You know, it's going to be interesting this year is our daughter's old enough to like share her opinions. And I feel like she's going to be concerned for you, for your sunburns.
Yeah. So, and Timo.
Yeah.
Timo got my genes for sure.
Oh, yeah. Every time I take him to the doctor or somewhere, they're like, oh, he's so pale. And I like wonder if they're saying
that's what
that
they say when like, you bring me to the doctor too.
I wonder if they're saying that because I'm his mother bringing 100% him to the doctor.
They're saying that because of that.
Yeah, and they're always like, they're like, maybe you should get him checked for being anemic, and he's not, but it's just because he's so
translucent,
so pale.
Yes,
pale cutie.
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to just like tell everyone about while we're
just
here,
announce.
Small talking, is that we are both extremely sore because we are finally getting back into a fitness routine post two children. And we decided to just go all in and start working with a trainer. So we both go to the see the trainer two times a week.
It's obviously the elephant in the room. We look so fit and
yes, we're glowing,
trimmed. So we just want to be transparent about our journey.
You told me the other day that I looked dewy. So I know I'm on one for sure.
Well, I'm kidding. Because like obviously it's only been 2 weeks. But it's true. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. I'm very sore. I'm working out muscles I didn't know I had.
I've been wanting to get a Theragun for like 2 years, but wasn't working out consistently, so could not justify it. Mitzi would always look at me like I was crazy.
Because you never had sore muscles.
Well, I was sore, but just from being like sedentary, not from being
sore
active.
Sore from Zooms on Zooms on Zooms.
From freaking gaming, you know? tense. But yeah, 2 weeks into exercise, I freaking bought one.
No, you literally bought one the day after you exercised the first time.
No, we just got it like 2 days ago.
I know, but you bought it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You really are trying to out me in a lot of ways today.
I'm just trying to be honest. And it's okay. You know, we're
transparency.
A better household.
We pride ourselves on our transparency.
Absolutely. Here. In some ways. But we're a better household because we have the Theragun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our daughter loves
it. Except
I
can't even use it for like 20 seconds without the kids trying to get at it.
Yes. I can't even use it, period, for more than 1 second. It's
you don't
just
even
like,
want to use it.
No, I have no interest in it.
Well,
but I'm glad you have it.
Should we get into the sip?
Yeah, we got lots to talk about. Let's do it.
All right.
First up, let's do the sip. It's your weekly rundown of the top stories that's happening.
You forgot your script?
In the world of social media. So the first one, it's a big news of the day. TikTok launches TikTok Notes, an Instagram-like photo sharing app. It's currently testing in Australia and Canada and will likely get released globally. So that's very interesting and exciting. In other news, Elon Musk polled his followers on X asking if he should bring back Vine. The poll collected over 450,000 responses in less than an hour. And in other Instagram news, YouTube has added new YouTube has added new shopping features in addition to an affiliate hub. And also, YouTube Shorts is rolling out a feature that will allow you to post shorts exclusive to members. You need to quit it.
I'm just helping you with your cadence, with your pacing.
That wasn't helpful, but I got through it. And what was the most notable thing for you?
One interesting thing about the TikTok Notes, like I think it's inevitable that we kind of compare it to Instagram adding Threads. It's not the same thing, but it's like another app, another version of one that has a lot of like users and loyalty. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing when Instagram rolled out Threads was that you basically inherit your account from Instagram and your followers and stuff like that.
Right.
But with TikTok rolling out TikTok Notes, you're basically starting from scratch. It will pull in any of your image content from TikTok if you want it to into like one of the tabs.
Yeah.
But it starts with zero engagement. You don't bring engagement or followers in from your TikTok into your TikTok Notes.
Right.
So it's like you really are having to start over with a new platform, and that's a big decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to see why people would start a new platform that's image-based sharing when they couldn't just do that on Instagram.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, a lot of people have complaints with Instagram and its algorithm.
Sure.
And maybe they feel the TikTok algorithm is more favorable. But one of the things I'm really interested in is obviously Vine.
Yeah.
I feel like when Vine started, it was like kind of the first video app, you know? So it was like a lot of people didn't really have the muscle or have it figured out, like how to shoot video in a way like they were posting photos on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I think now having things like TikTok and YouTube way more like common use, it would be interesting to see what Vine looked like.
Yeah, Vine could hit. I'd be excited to see it. I just, the only thing that doesn't connect for me and is like, isn't Elon Musk so committed to like changing the world for the better that all of his businesses are in favor of that mission? So what does Vine have to do with that?
I think he also likes
freedom of speech,
affirmation, and like
people
being his fans. So like he'd be the people's champ if he brought back Vine. You
know? I would be down to see Vine. My memories of Vine are watching Vine compilations on YouTube. Remember we'd watch 100%. Those with my brother?
Yeah. Just on the big screen TV.
Yeah, for like 40 minutes on repeat.
Yeah, those are lit.
It was fun.
For sure. Well, our first big story of the week, the WNBA draft drew a record-breaking 2.4 million viewers as Caitlin Clark was a first overall draft pick by and was selected first overall by the Indiana Fever. I can tell you did the script this week and not Morgan.
I'm sorry.
No, this was no a rush job for sure. Anyways, continuing on its high from March Madness, women's basketball fans tuned in on Monday to watch Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, and others join their new professional teams. For some context, the 2023 WNBA draft only drew 572,000 viewers. So that's up, quick math, almost 5x.
That is confident.
From last year.
There's no way I could do that quick math.
Obviously, driving a lot of this momentum is Caitlin Clark, whose collegiate college career has gained a lot of attention and who's already made a huge impact on the sport. We saw that in March Madness with how much viewership they had on the final four games. But it's going to continue. And it's important to note that although she has influenced a huge increase in attention and excitement for women's basketball, her rookie contract totals only $338,000 over 4 years, which is like 75 grand a year. She's just one of us.
I know.
And it's also a $12 million pay gap from the number one NBA pick, Victor Wembanyama, in 2024 or in 2023 compared to this year, not including endorsements. Right. But Caitlin Clark is going to, she's currently inking a deal with Nike for a signature shoe, and it's apparently eight figures.
So, I love to see it. The other cool thing about the WNBA draft is Caitlin Clark made history by becoming the first like player, NBA or WNBA, to be dressed by Prada.
Gangster.
Yeah, I loved it. I love to see it.
She looked cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but I don't really know this player, Cameron Brink, but it was cool to see. She was, I think, the second draft pick, and her mom she used to work at Nike on another women's basketball shoe. Ooh. And that influenced her and got her really excited about basketball. So she was talking about how it's such a full circle moment and her mom was there. I get so emotional watching any draft pick of any sort because their families are there. And obviously it's like an emotional moment. And you know, like that their family like is just as invested in this person's like athletic career because they're the ones who drove him to practice and got him on the teams. And I just think it's so
sacrificed
sweet. So I always cry.
Yeah. But fair enough.
It was cool to watch. Anything
Next
else
up?
You want to say?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about Coachella Weekend 1. It is wrapped with big performances by Lana Del Rey, Sabrina Carpenter, J Balvin, and Gwen Stefani. So this year's Coachella ticket sales were actually slower than usual, but the stars still showed up and showed out. Besides the headliners, there were some notable cameos, including Shakira, who came out for Bizarrap's performance. Also, the first time I've ever heard of that artist, and it just makes me feel old. Will Smith came out for J Balvin's performance, and he wore his Men in Black suit. No Doubt reunited during Gwen Stefani's set. Kesha came out during Renee Rapp's performance, and Billie Eilish performed with Lana Del Rey during her headliner performance. In addition, there were some notable appearances of concertgoers, including Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who roamed the grounds and watched Ice Spice and the Bleachers perform.
Wow.
Wow.
Ice Spice.
Mm,
Ice Spice and Will Smith.
I know. I'm so shocked that Will Smith came out.
Yeah. His team's working in overtime but to try and bring him back.
I think he was like kind of like laid low, as he should have, for a long time. It's probably been like 2 years since the slap heard around the world.
Yeah, I guess. Has it been 2 years? A year and a half?
I feel like it's been two. But anyways, I feel overall Coachella like is not really a blip in my radar personally, but
the marketing was different this year for sure. Like it just didn't, it wasn't in your face like it was in previous recent years.
Totally. I wonder.
And that's why I think it just kind of snuck up on all of us. We were like, wait, anyone who didn't have tickets was like, wait, it's happening now?
Yeah. And I feel like usually everyone I follow is there, but that's not the case this year. A lot of people chose not to go. And it looks like ticket sales also reflected that.
Mm-hmm. Well, for our last story, speaking of rappers like Will Smith.
Wow.
Drake released a diss track aimed at Kendrick Lamar and others after Kendrick fired shots on his recent feature on Future and Metro Boomin's song Like That. We don't usually get into drama.
No.
But this isn't, hip hop drama isn't just any kind of like Real Housewives drama. This is like a sport. Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot about sports around here, which is why I felt like we could talk about this one.
Okay.
So it's when Drake released No Friends in the Industry a few years ago, the hook felt more symbolic than literal since he was regularly collaborating with all the biggest names in the hip hop industry. But fast forward to this past week and he may really be out here on his own, doing his own thing, holding it together. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to follow.
I don't know if you saw, but he was also sharing on his stories like some like Kill Bill kind of memes of like when, have you seen Kill Bill?
Yeah, I love Kill Bill.
Yeah, when she's like up against all like 20 people at once with her sword and her yellow uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the vibe right now. It's like 1v20.
That's the vibe of Drake.
And she actually responded to him posting that. Yeah, she responded to him posting that and asked if he with a photo of her uniform and asked if he needed it.
Wait, why all of this? Like,
because he's going one versus like 10 or 20.
Okay, so it's everyone against Drake.
Yes.
Got it.
And it's not keeping him being up against all these people isn't keeping him from standing on business in his escalating beef with Kendrick Lamar and Future and Metro Boomin and Rick Ross and The Weeknd and ASAP Rocky. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I would say not all the contributions are equal, where Kendrick Lamar and Drake are clearly the title fight in this match. And Future, in a way, I would say is too big to really get hurt. Like he's kind of like Drake level or close to it, right? Like he's bigger than like ASAP Rocky, for example.
Depends on who you ask. I mean, I am not like a huge
in terms of like
head,
what do you think, so. Harrison? In terms of his like presence and streams and like accolades,
Future's bigger than who?
A lot of the others in the fight, like ASAP Rocky and Rick Ross and and The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the title fight. And I think those guys are kind of untouchable, but everyone else right now is kind of looking like a loser. I'd say like J. Cole came out first before Drake and responded to Kendrick Lamar, but then later retracted his diss.
I saw that.
And which is like an admirable thing for a person to do, like a human being. It's mature, but that's not hip hop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't diss and then retract. So he's looking like a bit of a loser. I don't know why Rick Ross got involved and he's kind of just throwing cheap shots like about saying like Drake got a nose job or that his six pack was like carved out, it cost $40,000.
Which is funny.
It's funny, but it's not like, that's not the beef we're in right now, you know?
I love Rick Ross.
And then ASAP Rocky, I don't know why he even involved himself. He might not like Drake. And obviously there's a thing going on. There's this whole dynamic of him being married to Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
But like Rihanna's way more successful than him. And like that's the mother of his children at this point. So why are you making it about that? And then Metro Boomin just got absolutely goofed by Drake in Drake's response. So he literally just needs to go make some drums. So all that to say, we've really just seen the first bout of the fight. But in the middle of the chaos, for me, I think the moral of the story is that we have KDOT to thank for getting Drake to rap again.
Who is KDOT?
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Would you agree, Harrison? Yeah? All right. Harrison's like our resident hip hop historian.
Literally, like wrote a thesis for us explaining this whole drama. Which I, to be honest, like I'm sorry to both of you. I still don't quite get it, but I, you know, appreciate rivalries.
Let's talk about it. We got 1 minute.
Wow.
60 seconds.
Where do
explain
I begin?
What's the problem?
Okay, so when you say that they're fighting and beefing, it's like one diss track and then the other diss track and they're back and forth. Okay.
But it's like 10 years of history that have like built up to this point.
Right. So I have none of that context. So basically why this is in the news right now is because the latest
saga is that Drake released a diss track dissing everyone.
Yeah, they all came for him first and then he released a track.
But they've come for him for the last 10 years.
Well, they all came for him in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, so help me out.
Drake,
Future and Metro
breakfast.
Boomin's album, We Still Don't Trust You. Kendrick was featured as well as ASAP Rocky and The Weeknd.
Well, ASAP and The Weeknd were featured on the deluxe version that came out this last week, but Kendrick was featured on like the first one that dropped.
So got it. Okay.
Future and Metro kind of like doubled down and released two albums,
right,
and added more people to kind of the anti-Drake army.
So it's been building up over the last couple of weeks.
It's Drake versus everyone.
And all these people jumped in to kind of come at Drake. And then Drake responded.
Drake is just kind of like, I appreciate some of his music. I just find he's just like the same.
Well, I would say that you need to go listen to his diss track because it was different than what his recent music has been like. And that was my last point, is I think we have Kendrick to thank for getting Drake to rap again. Because that was like the classic Drake rap that,
right,
like we all liked. Like when people went crazy about his back-to-back freestyle, like that was the energy he brought to this diss track.
Cool. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. And there's going to be more, obviously. This is just, like I said, it's just round one. So right now, I'd give Drake the edge just based on, personally, my perception of his track versus what Kendrick
You're
had to
Drake's
say.
Side?
No, I would say he's winning.
Oh, he's winning. Got it.
I don't know. I'm not going to pick a side.
I'm not picking a side. I'm just glad there's new music out.
Yeah, but there's more to be said. And Kendrick Lamar definitely has the potential to just kill everyone.
I like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
He's so artsy.
Well, all that to say, I'm struggling here. All that to say, now that we've wet your palate, go eat something more substantial.
Cheers.